morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commish.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
I'm Dana Murphy, a fifth-generation Oklahoman. From my family's farm and ranch in northwest Oklahoma to my home in Edmond, I uniquely understand both rural and urban Oklahoma. I'm a problem solver, and I get things done. I'll partner with our next governor to create lasting solutions for the budget, education, and the economy. With your vote, I'll get our state back on track. It's time for something different.
Real experience, real results. Dana Murphy, conservative Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Dana Murphy 2018.
Heavy rains over the weekend across the southern plains have resulted in delays for harvesters in many areas where fields have not yet been visited by the combine. Currently, USDA is reporting that the U.S. winter wheat crop is approximately 41% complete compared to last year's pace of 39% for this time and the average of 33%. Nationally, wheat's current condition is rated at 34%, poor to very poor, 29 fair, and 37 good to excellent. Looking across our region in the southern plains, in Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested reached 92% this week, up 4 points from the previous year. Wheat's condition in Oklahoma rates this week at 62% poor to very poor, 28 fair, and 10% good to excellent. In Kansas, winter wheat condition rated 15% very poor, 31 poor, 38 fair, 14 good, and 2 excellent. Winter wheat coloring was 98%, mature was 85% near 82 last year, harvested was 52% ahead of 44 last year and well ahead of 32 for the 5-year average. Finally, for Texas, rain has halted wheat harvest in areas of the northern high plains while producers were plowing small grain residual in the Blacklands. Winter wheat in Texas this week is 71% harvested, behind last year by 14, but on par with the average. Wheat's condition rates 19 good to excellent, 31 fair, and 50% poor to very poor. And remember, as always, you can find more details as well as complete copies of these crop progress reports up on our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. In other news, as of this morning, polling sites across Oklahoma are open, and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is encouraging folks to turn out and participate. OCA's Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey is sure excited about it and hopes everyone else is as well.
Go to the polls and participate. Don't trust the polls themselves. Don't think, well, my candidate's got it or my vote won't matter. Go. It's vitally important that we participate in the process.
With agriculture under more scrutiny from the public and lawmakers than ever before, Kelsey insists this is a year in which the rural community should rally together and ensure the friends of the ag industry win the seats they're seeking. Kelsey talked about some of those candidates OCA has endorsed this year through its Beef Pack Fund.
We do support candidates. Senator Eddie Fields is an OCA lifetime member, and the other one is Leslie Osborne for Labor Commissioner. On the state level and the legislative races, we've been very active there. Folks like John Pfeiffer, Representative Josh West, we've supported him.
For now, Kelsey says the OCA is concentrating on the primary elections and is not yet engaged in the general election campaigns. He says to stay tuned, though, for further action from the OCA closer to that round of elections, during which time he says the OCA will be actively supportive of its friends running. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, next up for Superior Livestock is their Big Sky Roundup, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, June 27th and 28th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana. You can see it on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Both days, the video auction will start at 9 a.m. Central time, offering 47,000 head. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to superiorlivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.